Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're not even going to get into the Ravens stuff yet. Trust me, we will. We got plenty of time to do so. Blockbuster news out of the NBA. What do they call it? Bombshell news out of the NBA. To quote Dennis from Always Sunny in Philadelphia, I'm thunderstruck by the news coming out of the NBA, where gambling ties have led to arrests for multiple people, including the head coach of the Portland Trailblazers, Hall of Famer Chauncey Billups. Now, it looks as though his arrest isn't tied to Terry Rozier's arrest. Scary Terry got popped today, too, by the feds. Chauncey's alleged impropriety stem from a poker ring tied to the mob. And you think of the mob, you think of, Marlon Brando and Robert De Niro and Casino and Goodfellas and The Irishman and everything else, Godfather, obviously, and everything in between. But Chauncey Billups, and boy, there's so many layers to get into. We don't want to start asking too many questions. Got a ton of dough. Yeah. Played for years in the NBA, made millions of dollars. Hall of Famer. All right, is he a great coach? I mean, it all remains to be seen. Blazers lost last night with him on the sidelines. Scary Terry, however, the betting sites flagged him a couple years ago because of the over-under prop bets that you can make. And there was a lot of money coming in on the under, and then Terry Rozier, that particular game, happened to tap out because he had a sprained ankle. So ensuring that the under would hit. Another arrest, Damon Jones. And the allegations there are that he provided inside information about NBA games to co-defendants who used it to play sporting bets. Now, this is according to ABC News. Jones played in the NBA for 11 years and was a Cavaliers assistant coach from 2016 to 2018. Now, I got to be honest with you, I kind of forgot about it. But then we were talking before the show started. Jeremy Kahn, Rob Long. Hey, he was LeBron's boy. LeBron James. And by no means am I trying to implicate, because I'm not even really aware of what's going on right now, quite frankly. But I was like, yeah, that's right. I was LeBron James's guy when he played for Cleveland as an assistant there when LeBron went back to the Cavaliers before he took himself off to L.A. with the beautiful people in the Lakers. Needless to say, this is a huge story. And the FBI is having a press conference, I believe, as we speak, and we'll let you know the details as we get it, announcing this. And apparently there are going to be more people charged when it's all said and done. And who didn't think gambling becoming legal is going to present problems? But there are, we're already talking about coaches, players with money. I guess it is an addiction. I mean, I gamble. I suck at it. But what's the saying, Vinny? Bet within your means. That's what I do. Like if Bob Carrington would have scored 20 points last night, I would have won $70 on a $5 bet. If I would have bet $500, I'd be mother bleeping Bob Carrington today. So you bet within your means. But a huge, huge story coming out of the NBA. We'll get to the Ravens. Lamar was back at practice. World Series starts tomorrow. It's Vinny and Haiti, Bobby, Haiti, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, other side of the glass, Total Request Thursday. Joining us now, however, talks of baseball, and there's a lot going on there, you know, the World Series and all. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. He is the manager of the Milwaukee Brewers, two-time defending NL Central champs, made it to the ALCS or NLCS this year. He's Pat Murphy. Pat, first of all, good morning. Thanks for joining us here.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Now, I don't want to drop this hammer on you right out of the gate, Bob Haney, by the way, and Vinny's sitting here. He's waiting to talk because he's wearing his favorite shirt, a Pat Murphy jersey, I believe.
But a Notre Dame shirt,
yeah,
then.
Yeah, but the news coming out of the NBA, different sport, but still professional sports league, head coach involved. Might not necessarily be due to the gambling aspect, but the mob. I mean, when you read the newspaper and you see this sort of stuff in that world, what goes through your mind?
No, there's no question. I mean, it's infiltrated our world, too. In baseball, it's, you know, the league wants to be subtle about it, but they're on it. They're looking at under every rock to make sure that, you know, that this doesn't continue. It's heartbreaking, you know what I mean? But since the beginning of time, you know, people have made poor decisions and you know, it's I think.
Yeah, the story's still unfolding and we'll certainly keep everybody up to date as we do it. But Pat, let's get back to baseball. And, you know, you coached at the collegiate level for many years, but you are also, you know, a major league coach until you got the job with Milwaukee, won manager of the year last year. Tony Vitello got the job with the Giants yesterday, the Tennessee head coach, won a national championship, been to the World Series multiple times. First time ever, the college guy's gone right from that level to the MLB. Why is it taking so long? Because it seems to have happened in every other sport multiple times.
I think it's a little different. I think the schedule of the Major League Baseball changes things a lot. I know I wasn't ready when I came out of college. It would be my last year was 2010. I know that I wouldn't have been ready to be in the big leagues. I didn't know the big league game and adjusting to it. I'll tell you this, though. Buster Posey, who runs the Giants, he's no dummy. He was a great player himself. He's a really sharp guy. I think he did his research. I think he understands the transition. I think he understands the differences. And I think they've built that in as they move forward. And I think this guy must be really, really special. And and they have a great team. They have a great team, a great organization. And I think this guy will be fine.
Now, Bob, Murph and I started, you know, we got to Notre Dame basically at the same time. And we would always hang out. Murph's a football dude, really, is what he is. And he'd bring his recruits down on the sidelines before the game. And I'd be standing there with my recruits and we'd BS and Murph would be standing on the sidelines during the games. I don't know if he was in the fight with the, you know, with Miami during that time. But Murph, talk about how, it probably was. I mean, Murph's a thick, you know, football dude. Murph, talk about how you got the Notre Dame job at such a young age.
Yeah, well, Notre Dame didn't care at that time about their baseball program. It hadn't had any success. Great people involved, but they didn't want to win. And they figured, let's hire this 28-year-old. He loves Notre Dame. He's been in an academic school. They gave me the job. It was just lucky, and they didn't really want to. They didn't want to do an extensive search, but I just pushed myself on them. I just called Jeannie Neely, the Gene Corrigan secretary, and I said, hey, I'm your next baseball coach. Let's do it. They're like, hey, it's a part-time job, and this, I don't care anything. I'll be there, you know. And sure as heck, I kept knocking down the door, and they were just kind of snickering. When I came in for my interview, Roger Valdeseri, I recited all these Notre Dame football numbers from these obscure players in the 70s. He's like, you just love it. I'm like, yeah, I love it, man. This is where I want to be. And they gave me the job, again, because they didn't want to be good in baseball, and they didn't realize everything fell into place. Lou and Vinny had that thing going in football that the place was exploding. So everything that happened at that point just turned to gold. And I got a lot of credit for it. I didn't deserve it, but I got a lot of credit for it. And, it was a magical time. 7 years, I cherish it.
Now, Murph, talk about Ohtani, man. I mean, sitting in that dugout. I mean, have you ever seen anything like that?
No, you're watching history, and you may never see it again. I mean, they were so hot at the right time. Their pitching all came together. They got healthy. We beat them 6 times during the year, but then that four-game series, we couldn't get off the schneid. Their pitching was so good. We were a little depleted from one season, but also the Cubs series. We have such a rivalry with the Cubs, and you know it really depleted us. And then one day later, we got to play the Dodgers, and we had them beaten that first game, but they were really good, and they kept that momentum going. I mean, I think they've won 17 out of 18 or something like that. And that's the right time to be hot. Our young players were a little depleted, but Ohtani, geez, what can you say?
Pat Murphy, sorry.
No. It's historic what he did in that game.
Yeah, what, 10Ks, 3 home runs? Yeah, that happens all the time in Little League. Pat Murphy, manager of the Milwaukee Brewers. Now, you've seen the Dodgers up close and personal. You saw the Blue Jays during the regular season. Took them 7 to get by Seattle. How do you see this? Blake Snell, who was brilliant in the postseason, as you know, he's going game 1. Blue Jays still figuring things out. How do you see this one playing out, Pat?
Yeah, I don't think that if the Dodgers continue to play like they can, that's the best major league team I've seen in 10 years on those 4 days. But at the same time, they didn't blow us out. And there's flaws in their deal, too. I mean, Snell was unbelievable against us, but he might not be – when he's off, he can be off. Same with Yamamoto. We first time around, we scored 7 off Yamamoto in the first inning. So there's a Glasnow can be gotten. Ohtani, I haven't seen enough of, but what I did see of him, I'm like, woof, that's going to be tough to get on. But, he hasn't been that distance in a while. So how they respond to all that, it's a very much a game of precision. And, you know, they're off a little bit. That could be a different because their bullpen isn't as deep as you'd like to be in a 7-game series. And Toronto's got great mojo, and they got a great leader, that guy that – plays first for him, Junior. He's a baseball player, man. He's not only a superstar, he's a ball player. Their pitching's very good too. And it'll be a lot closer than our series was. I believe that.
Hey, Murph, how are you guys going to be next year? What are you going to do in the off season? And how do you guys keep getting it done, you know, with small market team?
Right. Low budget. We don't sign a lot of free agents. We just have to have our players grow. You know, they got to take quantum leaps and settle in and can't worry about, you know, your confidence can't waver. And we play a certain way then, you know, so we play an up-tempo, create pressure game. So I think that, you know, we lose a lot. We're going to lose a lot every year, and we're not going to pay guys the big prices. So when guys get expensive, then we trade them and get other pieces, usually younger. But for me, I love the hungry player. In our game, the hungry player goes a long way. And we've proven that in the last couple of years by being unexpectedly the champions of the division. So hopefully we'll do that again. Nobody will pick us to win it next year. Maybe because of, overachieving the last 2 years, maybe they'll pick us. But the Cubs and the Reds and even the Cardinals, they got great rosters. The Pirates' pitching staff is incredible. Ours is in a little bit in disarray. As you saw at the end of the year, we had a starter and a half. So I think we'll bounce back, but it's scary. You know, it's scary every year. I go into it kind of like Lou did, right? Like the University of Air Force offense was the greatest in the nation.
Pat Murphy, manager of the Milwaukee Brewers, made it to the NLCS this year. Fell short, but still very much part of the October fun. Pat, appreciate the time. Have a great offseason. And if your front office is inclined to move a guy that rhymes with Freddie Peralta, there's a team that wears black and orange with birds on their hats. We'll probably take it in a heartbeat, if you dig where I'm coming from.
I hear you.
All right, Pat, have a great one.
Thanks. Hey, Murph, appreciate it, man. Enjoy the offseason.
You got it.
Yep.
Love it.
There's Pat Murphy, everybody. Manager of the Milwaukee Brewers, still like the Dodgers, but Toronto could be competitive in the Fall Classic. We'll talk more about that with Mike Bordick coming up at 11:30. We'll come back, reset the news of the day. Big stuff coming out of the NBA. It's huge news. If you haven't heard it, we'll get into it. Jim Smith, AD University of Maryland, joins us at 10:30. Terps have lost three in a row. They're on a bye. Hey, if the games were three quarters long, game day be at Maryland next Saturday against Indiana.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight? Aha! Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Deanna. Now, it's towards the end of the viewing session for the media, and he was, official injury report came out, he was limited. Mm-hmm. Marlon Humphrey didn't practice, he was sick.
Yeah, I heard he called Harbs at 4:18.
Yeah, well, not good. So keep him out of here if he's going to be contagious. But Lamar was back. What does it mean for Sunday? I guess today we'll tell a bigger story when they get back together.
I saw some of the clips, Bob, with him. You know, he was running, throwing some passes and stuff. And we don't know how much he did after, you know, practice. But Harbs is in a jovial mood. So... kind of tells me that, you know, probably liked what he saw at practice. And we'll know more today. Is he sore today? Kind of thing, you know. Is he doing more today? That's kind of what, you know, the ramp up is. And we'll see. But I hope, knock on wood, I hope he's playing. You know, it was nice to see number 8 out there. I'll guarantee those receivers were happy as hell. You know that Lamar was there.
What, Monken gave him a hug when he ran on the field?
Thank you, Jesus. Yeah,
24 days with no Lamar. And, you know, to your point, Vinny, if John was that engaged in a positive way, then he's feeling good about Lamar's status. And we know the importance of this game. Spread's still 6.5. So it looks like, based on the odds, I mean, as we're in the throes of a gambling controversy here, a drama, blockbuster story in the NBA, you know, somebody knows somebody who knows somebody. That's why the spread
right.
is sitting where it is. But got to beat Chicago. Then you come back on a short week against Miami. If you can manage to win those, and you're going to be favored in both, you get to 3-5, then you hit the road to Minnesota, and that could be a swing game maybe for the season.
Yeah, and you got mini bye, you know, after that.
Right.
And Bob, you got the Vikings are playing tonight, right? Chargers.
Yeah, that's going to be a big game for both of those teams.
That's an elimination game pretty much for them. So, yeah, that'll be an interesting game for, you know, Minnesota tonight. But, yeah, I mean, if Lamar's playing, I feel good, you know, about the Bears. And I think Harbs is good out of a bye, you know. And hopefully, and I'm anxious to see what Zach Orr's going to do to create pressure. That's going to be the big thing. Number one, you better stop the run against the Bears. But you said, you know, on the injury report, Swift got a groin, didn't practice, mm-hmm. DNP, you know. So
DJ Moore didn't practice.
Yeah, DJ Moore. So that could be big for their all, especially Swift, because he's been run the last two games. He's had over 100 yards. I mean, he has looked awesome, you know, the last 2 weeks. So that would be big there.
What do you think, Nolan? Lamar's back. Yesterday, John Harbaugh, non-committal, which is probably the smart thing to do, listed as limited in practice. Marlon Humphrey, nothing to see, unless he's really sick, and then that could turn into something here. But Lamar back changes the whole dynamic, I think, of the game here against Chicago.
Yeah, drastically. I mean, the line was curious to begin with, but it definitely would have changed had he not been out there yesterday. The limited part has me a little weary, I guess, but that could be quickly squashed here within the next 24, 48 hours. So at this point, I think it's full speed ahead for him to play. I think he understands that even if he wasn't fully 100%, this is the season on the line. You don't want to put yourself in harm's way, but at a certain point, you know, it's win or go home anyway, so might as well be out there.
If I'm the Bears, if I'm Dennis Allen, and I see Lamar out there, I'm testing him. I'm blitzing his ass right away. I'm going to see how that hamstring is. That's what I'm going to do. I'm coming.
Right, because earlier this year, I mean, there were plenty of moments, Lions game in particular, where they were able to bring him down right as he was stepping his way out of the pocket and potentially taking off and running for a back-breaking play that we've seen him make over the years. But they always just brought him down right at the line of scrimmage. So we'll see if he's eager to take off. I'd imagine he's not. And really, I mean, just lean on Derrick Henry
as far
as the run game. Yep. I mean, this doesn't have to be a case of Lamar rushing it even 10 times. If he wants to sprinkle in one or two, in my mind, they would be scrambling. I don't think I'd really have any designed runs for him. Just personal preference, try to keep him safe. You know, let him do his damage with his arm.
But the fact that he's there at least makes them think
that
option is part of the equation for the offense when it obviously isn't with Cooper Rush over there.
Yeah, and if they want to have like a spy, say, for example, you're not going to do that against Huntley or Rush.
Well, they've got two linebackers that can run, you know, so they've got spy potential, guys.
Real quick, before we get the break, get Jim Smith in here. We asked, two weeks ago, will the Ravens make the playoffs? Nolan and I said no. You said yes.
Mm-hmm.
Bring it down a notch to this one. Chicago, Miami, on the road, at Minnesota, at Cleveland. Jets come in November 23rd, the Sunday before Thanksgiving. Will the Ravens be 5-5?
5-5.
When the Jets come to town.
The toughest game to me, Cleveland, is going to be the toughest. I'll say, because if they won, I'll say yes. I say they'll be 5-5, because if they win the next two, then I think they're on a roll.
They're going to lose at some point. And it's going to be the defense that's going to do it. And I know people are already dismissing that Thursday night game against the Dolphins. I'm not saying that's the one that scares me the most out of that four-game stretch. I'd probably agree with Vinny about the Browns. But that being a short week on the road, I don't know. I think that could be potential for a very embarrassing defeat.
The correct answer is no. They will not be 5-5 because, hey, Minnesota might get Aaron Jones back tonight. J.J. McCarthy's going to be probably be back for that one. Not that he's Fran Tarkenton, then let's not get crazy here, but I just don't see them putting four wins together because of the defense, as we've talked about a bazillion times. We'll come back. Jim Smith's joining us. Maryland's lost three in a row. What the hell? How do we turn it around against Indiana? Now it's to the question of can you get bowl eligible, much less what bowl are you going to? Basketball starts less than a couple of weeks, and Maryland, John Rothstein thinks Maryland's the sleeper of the Big Ten.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
He's the athletic director of the University of Maryland, joins us every Thursday. Ask the AD is sponsored by the Green Turtle. Featuring the Turtle Trio. Get it? Three favorites for $15.99 plus $2 off personal pictures. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato. Let's welcome in the AD, Jim Smith. Jim, good morning. How are you?
Morning, Bob. Great. How are you?
Doing all right. And, you know, we have to start with what's going on in the NBA because it kind of trickles down. The over 30 people, Cash Patel, with no volume, obviously, we're watching the press conference where Chauncey Billups, head coach of the Blazers, Hall of Famer, Scary Terry Rozier, Damon Jones, assistant coach a few years back for the Cavs, among others, were arrested. I mean, gambling's legal in most states, Maryland included, full disclosure. I like to place a wager or two, but I mean, the news is pretty shocking, but is it really shocking, though, given today's landscape?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I think we're all shocked. At least I'm shocked. You're right, gambling's pretty pervasive, but it is one of the things in this role that keeps you up at night. I mean, it's a scary situation, and there's not a lot of, you know, we do the education, but there's just not a lot of parameters to prevent it. And now that the NCAA has determined that, student athletes can place wagers on professional sports, I'm not a fan of that. I understand why they did it, but it just makes it that much harder.
Hey, K can of worms opened for that one, for sure. All right, we want to spend the whole segment with you, Jim, talking about things that are out of our control, quite frankly. But let's talk about what happened last night, College Park, the Midnight Mile. I'm an old geezer. I used to go to Coalfield House for Midnight Madness that Lefty started over 50 years ago. Talk about what went down last night. It's not the same as it was, because Coalfield House doesn't exist anymore. It's now the football facility. But tell our listeners what the Midnight Mile was all about as we officially tip off basketball 2025-26.
Yeah, I mean, it's really a tribute to Lefty and continuing that legacy with, you know, there were a lot of students out there at midnight to run that Midnight Mile. And, hey, they're a lot faster than I thought they were. I thought I was going to be able to keep up with them, but that was not the case. But it was a great night, a very festive beginning to men's basketball after we had the men's and women's basketball banquet, earlier in the evening. Just, out at Ludwig Field, real positive energy and just a fun evening to be out and to really kick off basketball season.
Hey, Jim, I mean, to me, you love the freshmen that are on the team. My question is,
the football team.
Yeah, the football team. Malik, Stewart, those types of guys. All right, the thing about football nowadays is, which to me is ridiculous, is how are you going to try to protect them for next year? Because, when you've got stars like that, all these people with the big money, they're going to be coming at Malik. They're going to be coming at Stewart. They're going to be coming. How do you protect your house?
Yeah, I mean, that is the job. I think that's my job, right? I think that to find the resources to make sure we can retain all our top talent and that they, as long as they want to be here, we're going to get a deal done. I mean, this is about keeping our best talent in the state of Maryland that grows up here and then the best talent on our roster, and we're committed to getting those resources to make sure that happens. We're not going to get outbid by anybody. I'm not going to let that happen. So I feel really confident that we're going to be able to retain everybody we want to retain.
Now, Jim, what's interesting is like your job nowadays, is like, to me, a crazy job because, the landscape of college football with them firing coaches and stuff, how much really control do the ADs have? Like we read last week where the University of Florida, the AD, the boosters met with the AD and said, if you don't fire that coach this weekend, we're not giving you any money. So in your position, are you in total control or are the boosters in total control?
I feel like I'm in total control. The decision on how this department's going to run is mine. But, everybody's going to take input. No one sits in their office thinking, hey, we're not going to listen to what someone has to say. So, but the ultimate decision, sits with me.
Jim Smith, Athletic Director, University of Maryland, joining us here. Vinny at Haney 105.7 The Fan does it every Thursday, brought to you by the Green Turtle. Vinny brought up football. Another tough foul, UCLA. I said before the break, Jim, if the game were three quarters, game day, be at Maryland next week for a homecoming against Indiana. But it's a four-quarter game. And I mean, speaking of people rising up, Mike Loxie feeling the heat from a lot of the fan base. Mike Loxie, your support is what for him? And how close are the Terps to closing out a 60-minute game as opposed to losing yet another tough one in the final minute or two?
Yeah, I think, we look back at I look back at the season and say, so far we've played three and a half really good quarters, four quarters in Wisconsin, three and a half really good quarters in our next three Big Ten games. And, it's got to be a little better than that. I think one of the things that we all recognize is we got a really young team, and now it's time to stop saying they're a young team and we have to get them to play at that next level. Everybody's got to understand in the Big Ten, when you get to the fourth quarter, there's a fourth gear that everybody's got to hit. And I think the coaches certainly see that. I think they understand that. And now it's their job to get them to translate that to the players to play at another level in that final, 8 minutes of the game.
Jim, what do you got cooked up for homecoming with Indiana coming in? I'm getting
national TV game.
Yeah, they're 24-point favorite over UCLA, so they'll probably be coming in undefeated. So, what do you got cooked up for that one? And what's the interest?
So the interest, as it should be for any homecoming game, it's high. And Indiana's Had a great year, great 2 years. When you get when you're playing in the number two team in the country, it's actually a really exciting opportunity. I can tell you the energy still on campus and in the football office and in the locker room is really positive. You know, we're tracking ahead of where we were at Washington right now from a sales standpoint. You know, we'll see how the next 7 or 8 days goes, but we could have another really big crowd here at CQ Stadium for what's going to be a really big matchup that I feel really good about.
Speaking of Indiana, men's soccer, number 4 in the country, Indiana number 14 tomorrow night, Ludwig Field. How big is this game? Well, obviously, based on the rankings, pretty huge one for the Turtles here.
Hey, 2 in a row. Indiana first, you know, always an incredible soccer program. Actually, Coach Yeagley there played for me when I was the president and GM of the Columbus Crew, so it's going to be nice to be able to see him. He's got a really good team. We've got a really good team. And then Washington comes in the following week, and they've got a really good team. There's going to be some great soccer being played at Ludwig over the next 2 weeks.
Jim Smith, Athletic Director, University of Maryland. Jim, it's Total Request Thursday. The floor is yours.
Okay, so only appropriate. Pat Benatar, hit me with your best shot.
Jim Smith, appreciate it as always. Good luck to the Turtles in soccer this weekend. And we'll talk to you next Thursday ahead of that Indiana football game.
Thanks, Jim.
Thanks, guys.
There's Jim Smith, everybody. We'll come back, reset the program for you. Coming up 11 o'clock, going to hear more from John Harbaugh talking about Ravens. Apparently this taken away stuff was blown out of proportion, at least from his input in it. Got the whip around 11:15, and then Mike Bordick, Oriole Hall of Famer, preview the World Series with him. And what are the Orioles doing with this managerial search, which is still very much wide open? A lot of teams still looking for skippers right now, because 1-6 getting the postseason has only happened one time, and that was 55 years ago, the first year of the merger, when the Bengals started 1-6, a 14-game season, wound up going 8-6, losing to the Baltimore Colts, baby, down in Memorial Stadium in the divisional round of the playoffs. So if you need added intensity, that means that your intensity hasn't been acceptable enough to begin with.
Yeah, and that's the thing, Bob. I mean, and we've talked about that for a while, about the intensity and stuff. Yeah, you don't need more. Every game's a playoff game. I mean, and if they lose to the Bears, Bob, they're going to walk in there like, season's over. You know, I mean, that's the reality of this whole thing. You know, then you're going to say, oh, we're going to win out. Why are you going to win out when you're 1-4 at home? You know, I mean, it makes no sense. And they just, all I want to see is when we start the game Sunday, I want to see the passion that they're playing with. That's what I want. Are they going to play hard? Are they going to compete? That's where we're at with this team, because we don't know. I mean, the players have said that too, you know. So it'll be I'm anticipating a really good game, and I'll be totally shocked if they come out flat and not good.
Hey, coming up top of the hour, we're going to hear more from John Harbaugh, Tyler Linderbaum, DeAndre Hopkins. We all agree, me, Vinny, and Nolan, that he needs the ball more. Mike Green, among others, because the Ravens need to start getting to the quarterback. Just tuning in, however. Big news out of the NBA. Terry Rozier, Chauncey Billups arrested, among others, over 30 people. Involved Damon Jones, former NBA player, assistant coach back in the 2016-18 era, Cleveland Cavaliers, have all been locked up, part of a gambling investigation. Billups is more of a poker game tied to the mob.
Yeah.
Gilbert Arenas was involved in that as well. Rozier's, it seems, and of course I'm just reading like everybody else, doctoring his over-under stats and parlays and prop bets and all of this good stuff when it comes to gambling, but still all arrested today by the FBI.
Bob, they were saying Rozier or no Billups. They said coaching last night, arrested 6 a.m. this morning in Portland.
Yeah, and they lost last night too. Oh. All right, let's get out to the phones. Let's go to Ray in Baltimore. Ray, what's up?
What's going on, fellas?
It's crazy news, man. Crazy.
Yeah. I know we're coming up on the top of the hour, but, you know, every time I call, it sounds like I can be belligerent, but I'm adding some nuance to the things that we see right now. I mean, when you have mobile gambling, you know, y'all benefit. Some of it has been y'all sponsored, so I'm not going to say any names. But You have mobilized gambling. Everybody is gambling there. You used to be, I knew people who had bookies back in the day.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it's gambling and pro sports is as old as time. It's not going to ever go anywhere, but it's on steroids now. And these leagues now, because Major League Baseball, they knew they were doing with the Black Sox scandal. Now, you know, they kind of bent a little bit, but still gambling. If you, I've never been in a clubhouse just yet for Major League Baseball, but I mean, the rules are there when you walk in the clubhouse, there's no gambling, you know what I mean? And, you know, what you see right now, this is, you know, I'm pretty sure it hasn't happened in the NFL yet, but point shaving and things of that nature has always been around. So as I get off the phone, because I'm going to call you up my purple prediction tomorrow, I just want to focus on the big news right now. These sports leagues, they're benefiting hand over fist when it comes to the legalized aspect of Vinny. As I hang up the phone, now, what the news is dropping with the NBA, I mean, the MLB, we all know how they feel about gambling. When it comes to the NFL, because you had the Paul Hornung, this current scandal back in the day. Do you see in the future, because not to say Roger Goodell's a puppet, but, you know, he's the highest paid puppet in the world.
Uh-huh.
How do you see any kind of legislation coming about? Because, I mean, we all know it affected college basketball. If you look back at the Boston College scandal and, you know, a Goodfellas connection with Henry Hill, you would see that this has always been a part of the sports lexicon. So 20 seconds left on my call. How do you see this moving forward with the big news? And do you see any kind of legislation happening from the NIL leagues all the way to the professional leagues? Y'all guys have a go.
Because I mean, what did we see yesterday? I mean, gambling, college people can gamble on pro sports now. I mean, it's getting worse. And what the NFL will do, they'll send out, you know, a memo to all the teams today. Just to reiterate, talk to your players today in your team meetings, reiterate about the gambling and everything else, you know, reemphasize it. And that's what they'll do today.
Just look at Las Vegas as a city. Pete Rozelle, Bowie Kuhn, Larry O'Brien, David Stern, Tagliabue, Uber Roth, whoever the commissioner of baseball was. Vegas was a no-no. Mm-hmm. There was no way they would ever put professional teams in there because of the gambling aspect.
Yep.
Then it became legalized in pretty much every state. Now they're the most desired city to get into. Now they have three professional sports teams and probably will get an NBA team because Tarkanian was loving it back in the day with UNLV because they were basically a pro team playing college hoops, but everybody loved the Rebels because they were it. But Ray, I don't know if you're old enough to remember the old football pools. You get the little, it was like a little white piece of paper that folded in half and you'd pick and with the spreads and how many teams you wanted to pick and how much money you wanted to put down. Block pools. They were all illegal. And I think I don't know if they're office pools or whatever they are, but they were frowned upon. Now and he mentioned the mobilized gaming. I've got two apps on my phone. Bob Carrington cost me $70 last. Now, I'm just joking. Not really. Because they got, you know, they struggle. But that's the point. And now you got these a-holes that bet money on these games. Now they're literally going after the players for costing them money. I'm talking about their stupid fantasy team and all of this nonsense.
Yeah, it's a whole different world in college and professional sports now because it's the wild, wild west again. Just like NIL, college sports has become NFL. You know, I mean, you can do anything, whatever you want nowadays.
I would think that it would be easier to be an executive in professional sports than in college now. Because at least things are regulated.
Oh, man. Like Jim Smith's job. Sport.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Those ADs, they have no, like the AD at Penn State. Adidas says, we don't want that guy next year. We're giving you all, our new contract starts next July. We don't want that guy.
And let's look at it this way, too. If Maryland doesn't make a bowl this year, and if they don't win, if they're 4-4 after Indiana, now you're just trying to get bowl eligible. Forget about what bowl you're going to, just trying to get into one, then the people that do spend money And I'm part of the One Maryland Initiative now, not to that level by any stretch of the imagination, but we need to change, or I'm going to stop giving money to
the
program.
Florida did. Yep. And what happened? Florida won, and they fired them.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, good news, bad news. Hey, good win, bad news, get out.
Well, you saw the interview with Napier after they won, and they were asking him about whatever, and he says, all I want to do tonight, I'm going to enjoy a good meal, and I'm going to enjoy it. I think he knew already.
Yeah, well, good for him, because they probably had to give him a nice chunk of change to disappear, too.
No doubt.
But that's the way it is. But NBA news is shocking with Chauncey Billups and Terry Rozier and Damon Jones and what, another 30-plus people involved. And the mob, all five families?
Yeah.
Where's the – it was Bozzini.
John
all
Gotti.
Along. Tatalia's a pimp. All right, we're going to come back. We're going to hear from the Ravens. Got the whip around Lem 15. What happened in the world of sports last night? We'll let you know. Ton of NBA. And then Mike Bordick. We'll preview the World Series with him. And college guy got the San Francisco job. Mike Elias going to go down that route?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.